Hey guys, my name is Asha and I'm from Justice for Girls. Can you hear me? I can't tell, yeah? Okay. I'm always so overwhelmed when I come here and so inspired by all the work that that Joint Effort does, that Prisoner Legal Services does, that Phyllis does. And I always feel like I don't know what to say because it's so powerful sometimes to hear everybody else talk about prisoner issues. And I work at Justice for Girls, as I said, and we work with girls that are under 19, mostly about 12 to 18, that are low income and homeless. And we used to go to the Burnaby Youth Prison in what used to be called Willingdon. We went there for about 6 years to do outreach with young women. And we would do outreach about once a month with the girls, and we would talk to them about their rights with the police. If they were being harassed or brutalized by the police, how we could help them. If they couldn't get phone calls out to their lawyers, either because prison guards weren't giving them time to use the phone or weren't allowing them to make phone calls, or just all kinds of things that we were helping them with. And about a year ago, some of you might know, but we were at outreach a year ago, and we started to talk to the girls about the psychological assessment unit that was out at Burnaby, because girls would get sent to this inpatient assessment unit for court-ordered psychological reports for sentencing often. And we started to hear a little bit about this unit, and often it was only like a 6-person unit. And the way we heard about it was because a 13-year-old girl called us and said, you know, I'm here, and there's just me and 5 guys, and I don't want to sleep on this unit at night. Can you get me moved for the night? And that's how we first heard about the IAU. And we couldn't get her moved. But after that, we went to do outreach with the girls, and we were talking to them about this unit. And it basically came out that during the psych assessments, girls were being offered breast and pelvic exams by the doctor while on the inpatient psych assessment unit. So when we heard about that, the way that this was brought up to us was also that the girls were talking about an abusive doctor that was on that unit and how he basically had groped them. And so we right away called the director of the prison. We wrote letters to the Ministry of Children and Families, because the Ministry of Children and Families runs the youth prisons in BC, and in most provinces the child welfare system runs the youth prisons. And so we called the ministry, and basically subsequently, about a year ago, we were kicked out of the prison. And so we haven't been able to do outreach with the young women for over a year now. And I think we're very sad about that right now. And I think being here just makes me realize how much we need to be there. And we've been fighting for the last year, basically, to get back into the prison. And we haven't been able to yet, but we're fighting for that. But on the issue of the assessments, right now Mary Ellen Terpel-Lafond is also reviewing, she's the new youth representative, she's also reviewing the practice of doing those kinds of testing during psychological assessments. And so we're hoping that when she releases her report by September, that she is going to also criticize the ministry for what they're doing. We've been really, we've been pretty loud about criticizing the ministry just for the fact that they believe that those assessments are okay. Because in the end, it came out that the Ministry of Children and Families thinks that it's okay to do breast and pelvic exams on girls during psych assessments, during court-ordered psych assessments in custody. And I think this is being done sort of in the name of their own protection. Like, I think they believe that young women need to be, you know. I think that a lot of times when things happen in the criminal justice system around young women, especially, that things are done for their own good, supposedly. But really, these things end up being so much more damaging than. Yeah, they just end up being really damaging for the young women. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that fight is still going on, and we're on it. We haven't stopped. I'm really glad to be here. And like I said, I really appreciate all the work that the groups that are here do, because it makes me want to keep doing this. And so hopefully we'll see if we get back into the prison. But either way, even from the outside, we're still helping the young women. We are working with one mom whose daughter was just inside. So we're trying to find other ways to help the girls that are in there right now. So thanks. Bye, guys.